is the New World Report. I'm John Batch with my colleagues, Joseph Umar, Executive Director of Secure Free Society, and Ernesto Araújo, former Foreign Minister of the Republic of Brazil. Ernesto, well, I've brought to all of our attention an article by Renata Segura, Deputy Program Director for Latin American and Caribbean and the Caribbean at International Crisis Group, expressing exhaustion and puzzlement and profound sadness at what is happening in Haiti right now, overrun by gang warfare. And the case made by this article is that foreign troops might be the least bad option. And yet the history of foreign intervention in Haiti has led to worse outcomes. We're reminded again and again in this article about the failures. Your time in the foreign ministry and your observation as a citizen of the New World, the way that Haiti has been treated it makes no country look good, especially the United States. What is your understanding of how Haiti is treated by its neighbors in the Caribbean and by the rest of Central America and South America?
Well, John, there's a lot of history there, and I know Haiti is a country that suffered a lot since its beginning. I think Haiti today is not a viable state. And I think I pointed out in a previous program that back in the earthquake of 2010, we should have thought about some sort of humanitarian protectorate over Haiti from the United Nations or something like that. Today, okay, to speak about military intervention, it's not a question of military intervention. I mean, it's a question of not only to fight the gangs, that we did that for many years under Brazilian leadership of the UN peace mission. But as soon as the mission is out, the trouble comes again. You need something in the order of reshaping of the whole political atmosphere, the whole political structure of Haiti, social, political, economic. So there's no way of doing that unless with some sort of a very ambitious program like the one I said. I know this will not take place because this is anathema to diplomats, not to me, but to other diplomats. Okay, but that would be the only solution for Haiti, I think.
So the proposal was the United Nations to supervise a permanent protectorate. Is that, I'm trying to understand what the scale of this, Ernesto?
Yeah, no, that's an idea of mine that I never vented. I mean, when I was a minister, actually, also because the situation in Haiti was not as bad then. But out of, let's say, intellectual, that's not a political, it's an intellectual approach to say, well, if you examine things not from a political point of view, but what could really work, I think what would work is exactly like you described, a protectorate where for some time, there's no Haitian government. There's some sort of international government that reshapes the whole structure of the country.
Joseph, I mentioned in this article by Ms. Segura, Canada, a country with a long history of involvement in Haiti, is the top candidate to administer some kind of intervention. As well, a top candidate and favored by the United States. But Ottawa is weighing the operational risks of fighting an enemy embedded in civilian communities, as well as the challenges of doing so in a fraught political environment. Do you hear in any fashion Ottawa or Washington or Mexico City coming forward with an idea of what is to be done with these gangs? They're daily taking advantage of all the possible good works that have been done over these last years, and the people in Haiti who can't get out are terrified.
No, John. I agree with Ernesto's sentiment that Haiti is pretty much a failed state at this point. You know, you have extreme levels of poverty, you have high levels of insecurity with the gangs that are controlling more and more territory, and this affects the United States directly with migration and everything that's happening on the U.S. southern border. But what I'll add is this. I'll add that we have to be careful of the way Haiti's devolving and the kind of external actors that might be involved. What we know from Haiti, from historically, is that the Venezuelan regime has been involved in that country, but especially when you go back to the time under the previous president, Michel Martelly. This is not the recent one that was assassinated last year, but this is going back to 10 years ago or so. Under Michel Martelly, Haiti joined the ALBA, the Bolivarian Alliance of the Americas, which was actually the political bloc that Hugo Chavez and Nicolas Maduro controlled in the region, which included Nicaragua, included Cuba and Bolivia.
We have one minute, Joseph. 1 minute. Go ahead.
Okay, just very quickly then, what I'm trying to lay out is to say that the narrative that these anti-American, anti-democratic actors are trying to project is a narrative that the U.S. foreign interventions in Latin America are destroying the region, when in reality, it's the interventions of Venezuela, Russia, China, and Iran, as we discussed, that's actually destroying Latin America, and they want to use Haiti as a trap to have people intervene, Canada, whether it's Canada, the United States, or Mexico, wherever, then to later blame us for the outcome.
Joseph Umar is the executive director of Secure Free Society. Ernesto Araújo, former foreign minister of the Republic of Brazil. This is CBS Eye on the World, the New World Report. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.